Time for a deep dive into the one issue that matters most in a capitalist democracy: money. This is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Maggie Dawn Show and the Patriotic Millionaires. Now, here's Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. It is the 3 o'clock hour, and so it is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. Don't let the gloomy music fool you, folks. It is always interesting. We always try to keep it entertaining, and I've got a great friend to join us today. His name is John Driscoll. He's chairman of Magnet Global, a global staffing company that manages around 700,000 people for large and small companies around the world. He is also chairman of Waystar, a $4.5 billion healthcare software company. He's a senior advisor to Walgreens and the former CEO of CareCentrix, a healthcare services company. And during his tenure at CareCentrix, it was widely recognized for its strong corporate culture by organizations like Fortune, Forbes, and USA Today. And added on top of all of that, he is a former captain in the U.S. Army Reserve. Thanks so much for making time, John. You are just the right person to talk to about why paying fair wages is good for businesses small and big and everywhere in between. Thanks for joining us.
Well, Maggie, I'm delighted to be here.
Listen, we've spent this week on Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money focusing on working people. And we've talked to a member of Congress and two experts, economic experts, about wages. And we've really got to get onto the other side of the story. I get a lot of text messages from people, especially some of my more conservative listeners, that say, yeah, but how is that good for small businesses? Or why is paying more wages good for business? Now, we've come at that and explained that in a few different ways, but you have said in your book, Pay the People, Why Fair Pay is Good for Business and Great for America, that we've structured our economy all wrong. What do you mean by that? What should we be doing differently? Why is fair wages, why are those good for all businesses?
Well, Maggie, first of all, thanks for having me. And no, I've been a CEO and I've worked in some of the fastest growing and most profitable businesses in America. So I've done this. I mean, we actually froze executive salaries at CareCentrix and no one worked for less than $15 an hour. And we did that 12 years ago. I've seen the results of what happens when you invest in your team. It drives a great business result. It's great for the workers, but it's also great for the bottom line. I've seen it work in my company and I've seen it work in other companies.
I think that's so critically important because, again, we've talked in different ways about, frankly, the fact that profit margins have grown. And once you have a growing profit margin, you see worker productivity exploding over the last 25 years. Businesses, small, medium, large, the largest, most successful corporations have a choice about what to do with those profits. Executive comp is one of those. R&D for innovation. They can invest in their own capital projects to grow, to increase their footprint if they're a physical plant sort of business. They can pay out their most wealthy and profitable shareholders, and they can pay people money. In your book, you claim that raising wages worked really well in your company and that it can work more broadly for businesses across America. Tell us about what you did. I know you just sort of gave us a little taste there, but tell us in detail what you did and why did it make your business work better, more profitable?
Well, 12 years ago, I took over a really troubled company and my job was to turn it around. It was a healthcare services company that was sputtering a bit, and we made a lot of decisions. But the thing in a troubled company is the pressure was all to cut costs. But what I saw when I was talking to my frontline employees who were paying claims and picking up the phone and helping people with some of the toughest healthcare issues is they were really struggling to survive, Maggie. I had one great customer service rep who was living out of her car with her kid and just wanted an advance on her salary. That's nuts. And so I thought that one of the first things we should do is invest on the people who are on the front lines of improving our company. And it had an incredible effect. It allowed them to focus on their jobs. It cut turnover by 2/3. it increased the motivation, and everybody worked as a team to turn the company around.
Yeah, it's, I've known and worked for as a lawyer a number of small and medium-sized business owners, and every single one of them that have had sold their businesses off to larger corporations and made a windfall always had that same fundamental philosophy in common, and that was, I need to pay my people, my top performing people, up and down my pay scale. When I eat, everybody eats. When I feast, everybody feasts, and that way there is a true feeling that my efforts will actually come back to me, right? It's the most basic 100%. Fundamental of incentives, right? That people feel like they're getting paid fairly and that there's a team effort here and the team will succeed. Now, I know you talk to a lot of CEOs. When you're CEO, you sit on other boards of companies. Y'all have a clique, if I can say it that way. When you talk to other CEOs, some of whom I'm guessing may be a little bit more on the conservative end of the spectrum, what do they say about this? Every business can afford to pay. And frankly, I'd put it this way, can't afford not to pay their workers fairly. What do you hear from them?
Well, well, thanks for the question, Maggie. And there's no question that a lot of senior business people talk. There's the fear, obviously, of spending more money to make money. But what's amazing to me is they do it with their property, plant, and equipment. They'll do it with their shareholders. And I think the most thoughtful ones are doing it with their employees. And it's not as much of a shocker as you think. I mean, the CEO of Jamie Dimon of JP Morgan a couple of years ago said, we need to pay our workers a living wage. The CFO of Denny's on a conference call with investors admitted that although they'd fought a minimum wage increase in California, it had actually helped their business. I think what you're seeing is more and more businesses are investing. Just recently, the Bank of America it raised their wages to $24 an hour. And the most successful retailer in America, led by CEO Doug McMillon, is paying a higher minimum wage. Some of the best companies in the world are doing it. So my challenge to my CEO peers is jump in, the water's warm. It'll help you and it'll help your companies.
Let's focus a bit. I know we've talked about Jamie Dimon, Bank of America, Denny's, really big corporations, a massive retail operation. What about small businesses? Because that is the by far the number one comment, thought, or response that I get when I say, listen, we need to do away with the idea of a minimum wage. We need to actually calculate if somebody's willing to work a good, hard 40, 50 hours a week. We can figure out how much it costs for a single person with no kids to live in that region. And that should be the sustainable, quote, minimum wage. We can do the math there. When we talk about this, I hear from people and says that's it's going to kill small businesses. What do you say to that, John?
Well, first of all, Maggie, it's a good question because running a small business is one of the toughest things you can do in America. You're personally invested and everything you've got is invested in that business. And there's no question that it feels risky. But if you're a bar owner, I think you'll find that you should be much more focused on how much beer money your customers have than how much you're paying the bartender. But where small businessmen have a legitimate gripe, it's that everybody should play by the same rules, which is why we have to raise the federal minimum wage. Why should some companies like my own pay a higher minimum wage and other people have to rely on taxpayer subsidized benefits to allow their workers to survive? I think we need to raise the minimum wage right now federally, so everybody has an even playing field. But I can tell you that even for small businesses, it can work.
When you say that other businesses aren't playing by the same rules and are relying on taxpayer subsidies to effectively underpay their workers, can you tell us exactly what you mean by that, John?
Oh, you bet, Maggie. It's not like working class Americans aren't going to work to do good work, but if they can't pay their bills, 11 million of them are on food stamps. We've got 33 million full-time hardworking workers who are probably if I'm guessing, working more than one 40-hour shift a week, who are relying on other federal and state benefits. Let's get them off the tax rolls, pay them fairly, and at the end, it's going to help our businesses and our economy grow.
Here's another question I want to ask you, John. I've also heard from conservative callers and some of my conservative friends that it is a myth that people that are working 40, 50 hours and are working hard don't have enough to make it. They assume that if somebody's working 40 or 50 hours, that of course they're making it. You have had thousands of employees up and down the pay scales. Is it fact or is it fiction that there are millions of Americans out there working their butts off and they can barely make ends meet and some months can't make ends meet?
Oh, Maggie, 40% of American workers can't afford to survive simply on the wages that they make. And that's a single adult without kids. I mean, there's a reason why people are working one and two jobs. I can tell you from my experience, I had workers who, you know, had one bad event. They were burned out of their apartment. They couldn't afford money for diapers for their kids. People are living out of cars. They're living in shelters. We've got a lot of hardworking Americans who are putting in the hours but not getting the pay. And I can tell you from my experience in my company and knowing from the statistics of how many people are relying on government benefits, that people are putting in the hours and they need to be paid fairly. And if we do that, we'll actually grow the economy.
My very special guest for this episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money is John Driscoll, a chairman of Magnet Global Staffing Company, senior advisor.
Time for a deep dive.
We got to take care of some business. We'll be right back here on the Stadia Radio Network.